It's the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. There are four words that many parents dread hearing when their kid's birthday or the holidays roll around. I want a pony. Buying one may be less expensive than you think, but caring for it, that is another story. Paul Sullivan reports as part of a partnership between Marketplace and the New York Times.
Hi.
At Echo Farms in South Salem, New York, Carlton Henrik feeds her horse Emery a handful of treats. She bought Emery only a month ago, but they've already hit it off. Emery's a 5-year-old thoroughbred. Henrik shopped around at a bunch of farms in the Northeast before buying Emery in Oxford, Pennsylvania.
It's not like buying a car where you just need it to do what you need it to do. There's a personality in there, and you have to fit your personality with the horse's personality, or you're just going to have these clash of wills and have it be an unpleasant experience.
And an unpleasant experience could lead to injury for an inexperienced rider. Rachel Castle McCart is an attorney outside Portland, Oregon, who exclusively practices equine law. She says safety and temperament should be considerations when buying a horse.
Yeah, it's not like your golden retriever that you can take them to obedience school. There's really a lot that goes into horse training.
The horses at Echo Farms range in value from $2,500 on up to $50,000. Bronx native Donna Ferrara owns one and leases two others. It's not cheap.
Well, there's board.
$1,300 a month.
There's the spring and fall shots.
$400 total.
There's the shoeing.
$250 every 6 weeks.
Then he needs his coats. He has three different kinds of coats. And then he needs his blanket. Am I forgetting anything?
A few things. Saddles, bridle, riding clothes, boots for the rider. There's lessons, competition costs. Add it all up.
More than my mortgage.
Is that true?
Yeah. Yeah, probably. Yeah. But, it's a way of life. It's a family.
At Echo Farms, the owners are responsible for their horses' maintenance and getting them set up to ride. And the children take on much of that responsibility. Both of Farrar's daughters are longtime riders. Amanda is 17. She's at the barn 6 days a week.
You go to the barn after school, and then when you get home, you eat dinner and you do your homework. I remember when I was young, instead of going out with friends to do whatever, we'd stay at the barn and clean tack. We couldn't be happier to do that.
For those less than happy to pay the hefty price tag attached to owning a horse, there are other options, like partial leasing or joining a horse club. But even those can end up costing thousands of dollars a year. In New York, I'm Paul Sullivan for Marketplace.